I was 5 months into the journey of cancer treatment. The surgery for the tumor had been completed. I was in a waiting period to see if the cancer had been successfully removed or would the cancer come up again. The headlights focused on the future were too dim to see where I was headed, so I took the time to look in the rearview mirror. This type of reflection, by the way, was new to me because I'd spent my entire Christian life eagerly finishing one ministry and looking forward to the next assignment. As I look back, I realized that I had lived three lives already, one as a pastor, one as a minister to Baptist college students through the Baptist Student Ministries, and one as a denominational worker at the Baptist General Convention of Texas and the Sunday School Board and Texas Baptist Men. My thoughts turned toward my wife of 45 years and my family. There were so many times when we were apart due to ministry assignments. When I thought of this, I had a flash of anger, a feeling of having been cheated of precious family time, which I would not have time to reclaim. Then I remembered, this life is not about me or us, but about him. I remember that every moment Kaywin and I had together was a gift from God. I did not deserve a one of them. We can never grieve over the short time we've been together, but we must be grateful and praise God for the time we have had together. We did not deserve one second of such ecstatic grace, but he freely blessed us when he blessed us with each other many years ago. Oh my, now I'm 4 years into the journey of cancer treatment and management. 33 radiation treatments are behind me. They didn't work. It came up again, and then I had to take the chemotherapy, which I do even now every 6 months. But I keep the cancer at bay. So I've committed my life to run the race, as in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. I realize this race is not endless. The time to run is not without limits. A finish line has been drawn in my life. I have no time left to waste, to change lanes, to run sideways or backwards, to run slowly and wave at the crowd, to run in circles around the slower ones, or to run in the crowd of the mediocre. The part of the race is behind me. I cannot rerun that. I can only run what is left of the race which is before me. So, it is time to run like hell was hot on my heels and heaven's open doors before me, to run with purpose and with power, to run in a way that uses my gifts from God for God, use my resources, my experiences, my skills to the maximum for his glory, to run without yielding to distraction, to run and not be deterred by any relationship, but to be spurred on by my relationship to Jesus. To run so that when the race is over, my past will benefit the future of others. That's my legacy. To run in such a way that spectators will not say, "What a runner!" But instead they'll say, "What a race!" I give you this message sincerely because I'm in his grip, Dr. John Lanoue.